Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, check this out. You already know this Trillville.
Yes, sir. You know you listening to Andy and Randy on a Trillville Thursday on what?
92.9.
The game. Let's go.
You can't. Trillville. It's Bill Scrappy. Let's go. Get on my level.
It was just right in my wheelhouse, Randy. And oh, yeah. I know I'm not quite the hip-hop head that Andy is. Okay. Certainly not on your level. But the stuff coming out of Atlanta when I was 14 to 25, mm-hmm. It's the best era of hip-hop of all time for me.
Well,
for
me. I mean, you like what you like.
And, yeah.
You know, I'm not saying anything against today's hip hop. It just ain't what I like. I don't like that. But, I mean, I have kids. They like it.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm always fine to listen to it. I don't. But, I mean, if they're out by the pool or something, I go out there to hang out with them, I'll let them. No, let me take that back. I don't let them control the music. But if they're playing it, I'll sit out there and listen to a song or two or something like that. But other than that, no. But I have a question because, like, it's funny because I just saw this funny thing that my man Stan Norfleet just retweeted about Houston Texans fans are mad because C.J. Stroud had on a Yankees hat. And I'm just – okay, and the reason I say that, if they were 3-0, would you care? Because I know a lot of people were mad at Ra because he was caught smiling because he was hugging a player
right
on the Panthers. And then I know some people that did a deep dive into who the guy he was that he hugged and why he might have hugged him.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? Like,
we are not.
Are you kidding me?
We are not.
I mean, come on, man. These are grown-ass damn men that can wear and smile and speak to who they want to speak to because they lost you and your feelings that much. Why is he smiling? Or why is he wearing a Yankee hat? Well, if they were 3-0 and he had the Yankee hat on, would it have been cool?
Is he a Yankees fan?
I don't know.
Does he like the fashion?
What does it matter?
Right.
What does it matter? Like, when I wear hats, I've never worn any baseball cap that wasn't a Braves hat. I played in Miami for all those years, when I was in St. Louis, in San Diego, I always wore a Braves hat. But that's just me. But
look, I understand.
Come on, man.
The one aspect of this I think I can understand is not wearing another team's gear.
Yeah.
Even if you're a fan of that team from your childhood.
Yes.
But if you're a fan of the Yankees and you play and live in Houston – and I get the Astros and Yankees had their thing.
Yes,
and
that's they do.
Who cares?
Exactly. Are you serious?
Like, and I'm not saying me, but
on,
I am still a Yankees fan. That's how it goes. When I lived in other cities, look, I lived in Tampa, right?
Yeah.
Falcons, Bucks were a real thing. Still are, obviously. I didn't stop being a Falcons fan or stop wearing Falcons gear because I wouldn't wear it to the Bucks facility if I were covering practice.
Yeah, you want to get your head punched in the face.
And same thing when I was in Cleveland. Like, Hawks were the one seed that year. They were going to get throttled by LeBron, and they did.
You knew that.
Of course, yeah, bro. They kept trying to talk to me like I was a Hawks expert trying to make some argument. I'm like, I don't tell you guys, this series is maybe five games.
It was not.
But I was like, yeah, maybe.
No, it was not going to happen, man.
Yeah, this happens from time to time, though, and it's not just C.J. Stroud and it's not just Houston. And it's just like, I don't know, was the guy supposed to stop caring about teams he loved since he was a kid?
But, I mean, No, it's not about forgetting. It's like,
even if it's not that, yeah.
Like, if he had on a Jacksonville Jaguar hat, or but he
well,
had a baseball
a
hat
division
on.
Rival.
He had a baseball hat on.
Very
but
weird.
But I'm just saying he had a baseball hat on. If it was, yeah, that's what I'm like. I guess, man. But again, we were just talking earlier about, yes, three more games left in the season, which is blowing my damn mind about the Braves. And watching last night, watching highlights of last night baseball drove me crazy even freaking more.
Because of the ups and downs of the race or
no,
what?
Because of, with Seattle, that the catcher does for Seattle. What a freaking stud he is. You know, then you see Aaron Judge. What a freaking stud he is. And then our freaking stud is going to be damn home. You be like, our freaking stud is going to be home. And he's playing his ass off right now. That sucks. So, yeah. Take it out on the Pittsburgh Pirates. Take it out on the Pittsburgh Pirates.
Sure.
Yeah.
I mean, whatever. Can we take it out on next season?
Yeah. Huh?
Can we just take it out all over next season?
Why not, man?
Because I don't really,
all right,
I don't really care what happens
with
the Pirates.
Baseball.
I do. This movie I want to watch, Randy, is 2 hours and 45 minutes.
What movie is that?
It's One Battle After Another. It's Benicio del Toro and Leonardo DiCaprio and Paul Thomas Anderson. And it looks like a fun romp.
Okay. A fun what?
Yeah, sure. Fun movie.
Damn.
A little action film. All right,
okay. This is what we got.
A fun time in the theaters.
Andy's going to miss more days, and you're going to be in here with me.
I can't say romp
don't
now.
Don't say no damn romp.
I can't
when
say.
You're talking to men. These are two men talking right now.
What's off the list?
What's your problem about going? You go to movies all the time, alone. You ain't got to have nobody bothering you. You ain't got nobody putting their hand in your popcorn. So what's the problem?
It's just the showtime today is later than I need it to be, and I have to get to trivia with my dad.
Oh,
and
we can't miss that. You can't miss that. You can't miss because Mr.
And I don't want to go straight from movies to trivia because poor Chipper at home.
Do you know that there's multiple days in a week that you can go see this damn movie?
Well, it's not
I'm
out.
Pretty sure that's not going to be sold out.
It's not out. Sold out. I'd be the only one in the theater.
Exactly. So
I go to the theaters where no one else goes. I don't.
That's not hard to believe.
Yeah. Well, I'll see it. I'll see it tomorrow after the show.
Yeah,
I'll see it tomorrow
on
after
a Friday
the show.
Night. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go put your Bumble account to it. I just say meet me at a theater.
What? I would never do that. First off, I thought we'd been over this. A movie's not a good first date.
We just trying to get you a date, dog.
Just any date would work.
Any date, man. Any date. Any date. I know there are some more beautiful, wonderful
aficionados. When you guys were getting into the Sister Jean stuff yesterday, I couldn't believe you'd be like, Abe, you're single.
I
couldn't believe that didn't come out from one of y'all.
That it was there. But after everybody was telling us we're going to hell, I was like, I made sure I said my now I lay me down to sleep extra last night, man, because you know I didn't want none of that spirit on me, even though I was just kidding around.
All right, we got a couple things I do want to get to in the NFL. Let's get to it with the No Huddle. NFL No Huddle and hour number two brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. A Drew Brees called the Eagles offense boring and then leaves Jalen Hurts off his list of top quarterbacks. I don't know what boring means. Didn't they score 30 something like multiple times this year?
Jalen Hurts is what 18-0 his last 18 starts. Something like
that? Is that true?
Yeah, something like that.
Oof.
Who gives a damn what Drew Brees thinks? I love Drew Brees. I think he's one of the best quarterbacks ever. He's on the ballot this year. He will be a first ballot Hall of Fame quarterback. But how is winning boring? Everybody wants to believe everything back to the tush push and, or the push of the other, whatever. But
it's also not the 60s, and they're not winning games 6-0.
But they're winning. That's why
they're winning with 30 points.
I don't understand what's wrong with winning. I never have. I never will understand why winning is ugly.
And by the way, when the offense was struggling a week ago, they didn't ask Saquon to step it up. They asked Jalen Hurts to be the guy. They put it on his shoulders.
Yes.
And he delivered in the second half against a good Rams team.
I mean, delivered. Threw the ball. Like, it wasn't nothing special. It was like, okay, throw a nine.
Throw it to A.J. Brown.
Throw it to A.J. Brown. Throw a nine stop to A.J. Brown.
He's and then when they triple-team A.J., hit Devontae.
I mean, that's basically what it was. If that's boring, man, put me to sleep.
Yeah, I just don't know about that. Something we talked about a little bit earlier here, Terry McLaurin, Commanders wideout, obviously got a big deal in the offseason just before the year started. Reportedly spoke to a core muscle specialist about a quad injury. His status for Sunday is in
that's
doubt.
That's one of those things, those injuries when you don't have training camp and all those different things, those tissues and quads and hammies and calves and all those different things. Those are things that you have issues with when you don't have a full, complete training camp and just try to dive straight head first into the season. And this
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Right here seems like it's one of those things. But, I don't know. I don't know if he's going to be out. It seems like he's going to be out also for the Falcons game.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see. Titans head coach Brian Callahan denies the beginnings of a fire sale after the trade of starting quarterback Jarvis Brownlee Jr.
What the hell else would you call it? He's your best corner. Well, they say Sneed, who's a very good player. But, you trade away a starter.
Called it a one-off.
You trade away a starter. They ain't no damn one-off. It's one-off your ass from getting up out of there. That's what you
are. Well, that was going to be my next question.
That's exactly what you are. You one-off that. Yeah.
He is the second shortest odds to be fired. Gone. It's Mike McDaniel still the top in terms of like the first coach fired.
They're waiting on him. Callahan, they're going to – he's.
What is it? Are you waiting for like one game? Like, are you waiting for a game that looked like the Falcons did where you're like, all right, we're done here?
Or maybe they wait for a bye week. Maybe this is a bye week. Maybe they wait for their bye week.
But if you win going into the bye week?
Then that's
all. We have seen a coach fire.
That's always the thing. Like,
didn't someone get fired after a win?
Oh, God.
Recently?
I know you're talking about it. I can't think of it. But you think about – go back to basketball. Mike Malone. They fired him before it got good with Denver. You know what I mean? They started firing – Brian Callahan, there's no way that they're going to turn this season around. There's no way.
By the way, if Florida had just gone ahead and did, we wouldn't be dealing with Billy Napier right now.
Exactly.
Looking at 0-7 in the SEC.
They did look good down the stretch.
Jackson Dart has taken over at starting quarterback for the New York Giants. I want to hear what he has to say about getting that job.
I'm thankful for the opportunity. I've worked hard and prepared, so I'm just excited to get out there on the field and try to execute, this offense to the best of my ability. And, there's just a bunch of, real professionals around here. So, it's been really appreciated for mine and, even for Russ. Like, he's just somebody that I really look up to and he's handled it great. So the interactions, between us since, I think it just says a lot about him as a person.
Yeah, Russ is not one that's going to publicly be a problem. And he's going to do whatever he can to help. He is a professional and everything. Curious how because they seem like they've got this thing with Scatterboards being their bell cow runner. Obviously, you got Malik Nabers
maybe Nabers has been on the injury report too.
But he's gonna be on all year till he gets that toe fixed.
Yeah,
this offseason. Yeah, he's just gonna be on it. But I think that they're gonna do some different things. Probably use the kid a little bit more athletic than Russ is now at this time. So yeah, good for him. Wipe that Schlereth told us yesterday, wipe that damn mascara off your damn face. Go be a quarterback. But, they had to do this. I think that even if he's in a situation where if the quarterback looks good. You remember you asked me that earlier about, if they look good and lose. He's in a situation is if they look good and lose and this quarterback looks like they have something to work with because –
Well, that's also a team.
This is their hand-picked guy.
Yeah.
This is Brian Daboll's hand-picked guy right here. So
this is also not a season that was supposed to end the playoff drought.
Then
like
he can figure out a way to, maybe finagle for one more year.
No way.
I don't know.
No way.
It's a possibility, man. Anything's possible.
Oof. That as a Giants fan, I'm not a Giants fan, but if I were,
I'm just saying.
There's nothing worse than knowing you should have fired a guy. Like Florida, Billy Napier, going to keep bringing that up. And then having to sit through an extra year of, I wish last year we had done what we were supposed to do.
Correct.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.